In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. The Creator welcomes all who fear Him. I was hungry, really hungry. I'd been fasting and going without food for days in order to deepen my connection to the Creator and His will. And while I was spending my last hour in prayer before ending my fast, it happened. In my hunger and my prayer, I entered into a trance and I had a vision. I saw a giant blanket coming down out of the sky, and on that blanket I saw every creature that the Creator had made. Birds, reptiles, mammals, animals of all kinds. And I heard a voice saying, "Peter, sacrifice and eat." I said, "Never! I've never eaten anything unclean." But the voice said to me, "What the Creator has made is clean. Do not treat it as unclean." 3 times I saw this vision. 3 times I was told that everything the Creator has made is clean, and I must not treat anything He has made as unclean. While I was puzzled in trying to figure out what I was supposed to learn from this vision, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Peter, 3 men are here to speak with you. Do not hesitate to go with them, as I have sent them to you." And sure enough, there were 3 men at the door of the house looking for me and wanting me to return with them to Caesarea. I would have never interacted with these 3 men at the door without this vision. It was a soldier and 2 servants of a Roman military officer. Moses' law said that I could not interact and mingle with them without becoming unclean myself. But because of my vision, I was willing to take them in for the night and to go back with them to their place the next morning. When we finally got to Caesarea a couple days later, the Roman capital of our region, I was really nervous. This was the heart of Rome's territory and the power in this part of the world. We were deep in enemy territory, a place I had never imagined that I would ever venture. The men took us into the house of Cornelius, who was a Roman military officer. And certainly, this was a violent and power-hungry man. Why on earth would the Lord have instructed me to go with him or with the men to meet him? But when I saw Cornelius, he immediately humbled himself, falling to his knees before me, and he began to worship me as though I was the Creator. I quickly pulled him up to his feet and I told him I was a normal man, just like him. I told him, "I normally have nothing to do with people like you. I am only here because the Creator has spoken to me and told me that a person should call nothing that the Creator has made unclean. So please tell me why you sent for me." As Cornelius spoke, I quickly realized that I had been absolutely wrong in my judgment and assumptions about this man. Yes, he was a Roman military officer. Yes, he was a foreigner, a Gentile, a citizen of the Roman Empire. But he was not a violent and power-hungry man. As I spent time with him, I saw that he was kind, compassionate, hospitable, full of mercy. He was a man of prayer and humility. He had not let Rome corrupt his heart, and he clearly feared the Creator above all, the very same God that I worshipped. He told me that 4 days before this, he had seen a vision of an angel telling him that the Creator had seen his life of mercy for the downtrodden, that the Creator had heard his prayers of humility. He said the angel told him that the Creator was sending a man, Simon Peter, to meet with him, and he needed to listen to everything that Peter said. I was stunned. The Creator had spoken to this Roman military officer, a man that we labeled as unclean, and to me, a devout Israelite that we labeled as clean, had spoken to us both in the same way. So I told all those gathered with Cornelius, "I've had my eyes opened. I now understand that the Creator does not favor any person, any people, any nation over another. Instead, the Creator welcomes all who fear Him and live in a right relationship with His creation. I then went on to tell them about Jesus, who had been sent by the Creator to bring all peoples, all nations together into one kingdom. I declared that Jesus alone and no other, not even the Roman Emperor, was ruler and judge of all. And Jesus had come to love and forgive us, we who had become enemies of the Creator by hurting and destroying His creation. As these foreigners, these enemies of mine, listen to my words about the Creator's kingdom, having arrived in Jesus, the Holy Spirit came and shook that place to its foundations and filled these Romans. Just like we had, they began to speak in tongues. And so we baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they completely opened their lives to us, sharing everything they had with us. We came together as strangers and enemies, but through the work of Jesus' Spirit, we left as brothers and sisters. The Creator welcomes all who fear Him. We are trained by our culture to judge by appearances, labels, and categories. We hear that someone's a liberal or a conservative, and immediately we think we know about them. We learn what country someone is from, and we think we know. We see someone's skin color, and we think we know. We learn what job someone has, and we think we know. We see how someone is dressed, and we think we know. We look at the appearance of the outside of those around us, how they talk, and we think we know. But we don't know. We don't know the truth from external appearances, labels, and categories. We deceive ourselves. Our judgments are wrong. The Creator does not judge by appearances, labels, categories, nationality, skin color, job, or any other external thing. The Creator sees beneath and beyond all appearances and superficial realities. The Creator sees the heart. He sees the soul. He sees the life of a person. He knows their character. He knows their every word. He knows their every action. He knows their every thought. So we need to stop judging others by external appearances, labels, and categories. It is the Creator alone who can judge the heart, who can see the soul. Who are you to judge another creature that the Creator has made? Think of the person you struggle the most to love. That person was made by the Creator's hands, and therefore they deserve your love, your mercy, your compassion. The Creator has made every single person around you. So why do you judge and condemn them in your heart? They were made by the Creator. There is nothing external or superficial about ourselves that makes us special. Our job counts for nothing. Our dress counts for nothing. Our skin color counts for nothing. Our nation of origin counts for nothing. Political affiliation counts for nothing. How you vote or don't vote counts for nothing. There is no external reality that can make us right with the Creator. What matters is that the Creator made you before you knew anything. What matters is how you then respond as you go through your life, respond to his love, his mercy for you. So stop judging those around you. Instead, judge yourself. Do you fear the Creator? Do you really fear that he sees into every closet, every corner of your life? Do you pray and listen to him? Do you truly humble yourself before him and all others that you encounter? Do you show mercy to those around you? Do you love, forgive your enemies? Or do you judge them in your thoughts and in your heart? Stop judging. Stop labeling. Stop categorizing people. Stop jumping to conclusions. You know nothing. Instead, fear the Lord, knowing he is judging your heart and your thoughts. Humble yourself and pray. Be merciful to those around you. The Lord is the one who judges the thoughts and hearts of all, and is the Creator who welcomes all who fear him. Amen.